What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, so on this week's Wine About It Thursday Therapy, we've got his name is Phil Yagoda. So he's a retired Wall Street executive who has been happily married for 25 years, has created a website he hopes will be a top destination for people going through divorces and breakups. Phil Yagoda spent more than two decades on Wall Street, including a stint as a managing director at a bank. He launched The Exit in December with content focused on what couples can expect to encounter emotionally and financially during a divorce and how to navigate the often painful twists and turns. Let's get him on. Okay, I am so excited to have you on because I really could have used this website about 2 years ago when I was going through my divorce. When I was reading the breakdown, I was like, wait a minute. Married guy, 25 years. He's doing, you know, this website called theexit.com. So I'm curious. I mean, I know you've experienced probably through friends and family, but have you experienced a divorce personally?
No, honestly, I'm one of the lucky ones. I found my best friend, my soulmate, my rock, my everything 25 years ago. And we've been together ever since. In fact, we just had our engagement anniversary. I'm the one who like remembers
these things. That's really cute that a guy remembers an engagement anniversary because I don't know many guys that would remember that at all.
Yeah, my wife's like, all right, enough. It's not our real anniversary, but... To me, it really is. It's, the day that you kind of came together. And let me tell you, that was one of the most nervous days I ever had. Because up to that point, you know, you're just young, you're going out, you're doing whatever. And, you want to settle down with the girl of your dreams. And you hope she says yes. In fact, it was really cold and she took a couple of minutes. I was like, all right, either say yes or no, but it's freezing out here.
How old were you when you got engaged?
I was 24.
Okay, so young, which is actually, you know, amazing that you guys are still married to this day too, because I feel like a lot of young marriages could potentially also end in divorce.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at marriages from any different standpoint, you're taking two people from two different backgrounds, from two different states in this situation. I was from New York, she was from Atlanta. Two different sets of parents, two different sets of friends
trauma.
Growing up, like everything that shapes you, went to different schools, different whatever. And to be able to stay together through all that really is a real feat. And not to say like it's always been great, rocky times you have or whatever, but that's part of any relationship.
For sure. So how did The Exit come about then? If this is something that's, I mean, you seem to be in a very happy marriage and, you know, for the last 25 years. So how did this idea even like come to fruition?
So in my prior life, I was a Wall Street guy, always very good at math, all that kind of stuff, and really always was there to help people. And I get a lot of phone calls from friends, family. And there was one in particular that this person called, and I was about to walk into a meeting, and I'm like, hey, Mark, I got to call you back. And he's like, no, you don't understand. She said she wants a divorce. I'm like, all right, that's horrible, but I'm literally like walking into this thing. I got to call you back. Give me an hour, hour and a half. Just look on the internet. Each state's different, and I'll call you back. 2 minutes later, like now I'm already in this conference room. He calls again. He's like, there is nothing on the internet. There's only divorce lawyer ads. Mm. I'm like, I got to call you back. Let me just get through this.
Sure.
Later on that day, when I got back to my office, and even that night, I kept kind of resonating in my head what he said. And I went online. I'm like, oh my God, there really is nothing out there that's going to give you all the information that you would really need.
Sure.
When you're going through something like this, which a lot of people would say are, it's kind of the toughest times in their lives, you would think that there would be more information out there for something that affects 50% of the population. Mm-hmm. So it didn't really make sense to me. And so I went to a company, kind of had them kind of scrub the internet, see if I was wrong, am I missing something, am I doing whatever? And they came back, there was nothing out there like this, where there's a kind of like the WebMD of health, but this is the WebMD of like divorce.
Sure.
Where you can go, you can try and find out as much information as you can. Again, everyone's situation is different, so it can be a little generic in different areas. And so you always should go and seek help from a professional.
Right.
But that being said, in terms of having one place that's going to have so much information, it's kind of like with WebMD, you can help diagnose yourself, but you still have to go to the Mayo Clinic to get the surgery.
Sure.
You still have to go to an attorney to get divorced. But this is something that will hopefully give people the most amount of information where they can not just survive through this, but hopefully strive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm, looking at the site and stuff, one of the things is breakup plan. So when you go to it, it's like there's articles like how divorce mediation can save you time, money, and emotional stress. There's a pet custody plan, how exes, keep their pup happy, how to find the best divorce attorney for you. Can you DIY divorce? It might be easier than you think. And then you have other articles, about name changes, which, Lord, that is like the most stressful. I've done it one too many times, the name change thing. And it's just like, it's stressful. But, are these articles written? Are these things that you've just gotten from the internet, or are this someone that kind of works in the exit?
No, actually. So we have a diverse group of writers who are professionals and basically experts in the field that which they're writing on, mm-hmm. And or they're professionals who are published, who we go out and commission to go and write articles based on what most people are searching for on the internet. Mm-hmm. And they go and they interview doctors, lawyers, accountants, mental health and wellness experts, because that is something that's very important to me, to make sure that people stay as sane as possible through this. I try to tell people, like, look at it like Ted Lasso in a way, right? Like, look, it stinks now.
Yeah.
But it will, you will get through it. It will get better. Mm-hmm. And you just have to mentally be prepared to, face some situations. I mean, look, if you're not getting along in a marriage, going through divorces is going to be, even more stressful and difficult sometimes between the two parties.
Sure.
And so, try and advise people, hey, there's two ways to do it. It could be as confrontational as possible, or, try and do it the right way. Like, mm-hmm. try and have as much, I'd say try and do it as much class as possible, because everything you do now will affect you later on, mm-hmm. right? You're always going to have a relationship with this person, especially if you have kids.
Yeah.
But whether you own something together, whether, you have to sell assets, buy different things back, do whatever you have to do within your relationship, you will come into contact with this person again. So just do it the way you can.
Yeah. And you also have so there's breakup plan, finances, children, health, and moving on. And, under the children one, which I share with my ex, I've got two kids, and, you have a co-parenting advice, how to make the transition between households easier for parents and kids. I mean, this is all really helpful things like how to manage vacations with your kids and ex. I mean, that's just, these are all things that I would have loved to have had, right? Going through mine. And I love that you're hitting on all, you know, you also hit on, there's a domestic abuse story in there. I mean, this is all, it's hitting every emotion and every step, right, that you have to go through. And I'm curious too, like, do you partner with any therapy places for the moving on step?
No, so the only, I guess, affiliate partnership that I'd say we have is with divorce.com.
Okay.
Basically, if someone can do it on their own, you know, look, divorce is very expensive. And so if you have a non-high, you know, it's not a high conflict or a non-conflict divorce and you can do this, divorce.com to us is, you know, one.
Wait, what is divorce.com? So, is it just like, is that its own lawyer? And you kind of do it like a tax turbo?
Almost, you know, you can look at it almost like a legal zoom in a way where they'll provide you based on a certain, yes, pricing structure, the information and documents that you need to fill out for them to either file for you or based again on the different levels. You know, if you want to speak with an attorney or if it's something you really can do on your own, there's like, I guess, an a la carte menu, but they really are great and have done a great job and have done many, many divorces online.
Interesting. Okay.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
I'm curious, have people come to you and started asking you questions about divorce like you're almost a lawyer or someone that it's like, hey, for example, like my ex and I, we didn't have a prenup and then, you know, and then I made him sign a post-nup, but then I found out later that, well, that doesn't really hold up more in court. So I'm like, well, what, like, why did I even have him sign it? And so there's things that I, you know, I would probably, I'm sure people will be asking you to go, well, like you're almost a lawyer or something.
Yeah. Again, at the end of the day, everyone's situation is different, whether it's financial or legal. I mean, even the states that you live in, whether it's common law or community property. I mean, every state is different. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of people have either sent in questions, called up, find you on the street. It's kind of all encompassing, but there's nothing better than when you feel that you've actually tried to help someone. Mm-hmm. And in this situation, when, again, you're just, there's always one person who's blindsided, right? Even if you're going to therapy and you're doing whatever, once you get served, you're like, oh my God, what just happened? That's the person who is usually so confused, so scared. So, I mean, I guess there's so many emotions, like they mm-hmm. feel abandoned, lonely, helpless, worthless. I mean, all these different things. That's the other thing that we're really trying to do with divorce. We're trying to basically reposition it. Mm. You know, too many times now divorce is looked at as almost like a taboo. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I didn't come up with this, but someone once said it's you know, sometimes a good divorce is better than a bad marriage. Mm-hmm. And so if we can reposition the divorce where it's not a failure, but it's an opportunity to move on and have the life maybe that you wanted, you know, everyone deserves a second chance. And so, and sometimes third or fourth, but in any of these situations, we want to be here to, again, guide people the best that we possibly can, so they can live that life that they want.
Sure. And it's got to feel great, like you said, to have people come up to you and be like, hey, this really helped me, or, you know, get through and have the resources. Because like you said, you can one-off Google, you know, what's better, mediation or whatever, but to have a layout of some amazing articles for each step along the way. I mean, that's got to feel really good to know that you're helping people with that through the hardest. I mean, I wouldn't wish divorce on my worst enemy.
Yeah. You know, it really, especially when you have children,
right?
There's so many different aspects that these decisions affect. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even when you have two exes that are going at each other, you know, it could be anything of like, you can't use that other house right now. Well, you know, the kids that's closer to where they need to be, you know, whatever situation, sometimes the spouses are going at each other and it's affecting others, mm-hmm. right? It's affecting those around you. It could be your family, your friends, your children. And so it really does feel great when you're trying to help someone. And if you can ease that burden at all, mm-hmm. a lot of times they'll have, you know, clearer decisions instead of, you know, when you're all foggy and you have so much stuff going on. We can help them kind of clear their head, kind of, you know, be a little bit myopic in terms of what you need to do on your journey. Mm-hmm. Then I think it's really going to be a success. And we have, you know, even Laura Wasser, who I don't know if you know,
she's
she's great, and she's even an advisor to the exit. So
that's awesome.
You know, it's great when you have someone who really cares. I mean, mm-hmm. she does. I think she's great. She wrote this book once, "It Doesn't Have to Be This Way."
Yep.
You know, she wants to see things work out, and I couldn't be, you know, happier to have anyone working with us. But it's also amazing when you see some people that really have had the means when you're going through this say, wow, I wish I had this 20 years ago, mm-hmm. but I hope this really gets going, because at the end of the day, I want to make sure everyone who doesn't have the ability to, you know, reach out to an attorney every 10 minutes when, you know, you get something else, a different text, a different whatever, mm-hmm. that these people, that everyone out there has that same ability to help, you know, get through, again, what you said, something you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy.
Yeah. And even, you know, just some people don't have the support system that other people have, you know, so to be able to, or even have the means to do therapy. So to be able to kind of understand and validate people's feelings too, during a really tough time, is a beautiful thing.
That's actually where we're going to be transitioning, you know, with the site. Like right now we're really happy with, I guess the feedback's been incredible, and we're really happy with the launch. But, you know, I really want to see the site, aside from, you know, the content and all that we're providing. I also, the next part I want to build out is community. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, a lot of people don't have that support system. Even if you have a best friend and every time you're going out, you're like, oh, you got to see what Mark sent me today, or Mark did this, or Mark did, or you know, whoever is using that name. Don't know a Mark. Just, yeah. You know, I know many Marks, but I'm not saying one that's been divorced.
Right.
You know, after a while, they're like, look, if you, every time we go out, you're going to bring this up. Like, I can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And so even your closest friends sometimes can't be there for you. Mm-hmm. And so this community part that I want to build out, I guess we'll start more with like a blog type of thing where people have, will have total anonymity, where they can respond and, you know, hear different opinions and questions that'll be posed. And then I'm actually starting to talk to someone about using an algorithm to come up with pods where, you know, if I'm a 25-year-old who just got divorced with no kids, obviously it's going to be a lot different than a 50-year-old with three kids.
Right.
So you want people to be able to be in pods where things they want to discuss will be relevant to them. And if they're not happy in that pod, we can, you know, you can get out and get into another one.
Right.
But again, with total anonymity and where you can just be yourself.
I love that. Cause even, I mean, I had a great support system, but sometimes there might be questions that you want to ask that or say, or even just a voice that you might be embarrassed to say, or you don't, like I know for me, I went like very inward and sometimes I then push people away. So it's easier to just maybe write out feelings or a comment or to have other people to relate to other people. Cause at the time I was the only one going through, you know, a divorce in my friend group. Now there's a few, unfortunately. But you know, now I kind of can be the voice to be like, I promise you it gets better and you're going to be okay. And you're not going to be alone forever. And I think even just having like that support of other people too in there will be really nice for the people that are like, you know, because that's where my DMs blow up the most is like, they always say, am I ever going to be happy again? Am I ever going to smile? Am I ever going to find love again? And it's like, I know the despair and the bottom where they're at. That's like, there's so much beauty outside of it. It just sucks the first year. Like that, there's so many firsts and that first year is just really hard. And so to have a, you know, a place, especially to start it, it's like, where do you start? Well, the exit, you know, you start as the exit. So I love that.
Well, one thing that I also want to start doing on there is basically giving people a way to get back out there, right? Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot more with dating and, you know, dressing. Because look, I mean, obviously my wardrobe may be different if I was, you know, going out and trying to, you know, meet people all the time and do whatever. I was having dinner with someone who is at a major law firm and they were like, you know what? Someone got divorced in my firm. They came to my office and they said, what's like the cool drink to order? Like I'm going out tonight for the first time in I don't know how long. I'm not just gonna order wine. Like
exactly.
Right? I mean, it's like, so it's like
a Chardonnay. It's amazing.
Right. Okay. And so it's amazing that people like, they really have to start over. And what I noticed was there's so much always on the front end, right? You prepare so much for one day when you're getting married, right? Whether it's the caterer, the flowers, the reception hall, the, you know, church or shul or wherever you're going to be. But people don't take their time and look at their divorce, which will affect them for the rest of their lives,
yeah,
whether it's with assets or, you know, just anything that you're going to be, that you had together.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, giving people that kind of comfort also is very important to us.
Yeah. I love that. Well, Phil, thank you so much for everything you do. Everyone, if you were, you know, going through that, we're sorry. Having said that, there are places and this is the place. To go, the number one place. So theexit.com, y'all check it out and you'll find some amazing resources and some great articles that will help you through this time. And you are not alone. And you will feel that very soon when they start the new community tribe.
Right. No one walks alone.
Yes, exactly. No one walks alone. People have done it before you. They'll do it after you. And then you get to help them along the way.
Well, everyone does need a great exit. So
there we do. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.